We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. We are smack dab in the middle of the draft. Another Friday episode, last Friday episode with the Fun Friday crew here on the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Dan Kotnick with you, and it's my two co-hosts, Monty Moore and Camille Davis, and we're still a couple picks away from finishing off the first round, but I'm on the East Coast, and so I would like to go to bed before midnight. So we're
recording. Only 8:30 for me. No offense.
I'm sure. We'll get to react live when they trade back up into the first round to to draft. One of the last quarterbacks like on the board here still. We are recapping the first round of the NFL draft. Obviously, the big one in Packer land at 25. The pick. Offensive tackle, some places guard and others. It's Jordan Morgan from Arizona. So let's just start off with that, guys. Initial reaction when you see Jordan Morgan coming off the board.
With the way the draft was playing out, with certain guys falling, where it's like, oh, look, we might be able to get Mitch. Oh, look, Arnold's still there. Like it was a moment of like, look at how the board is falling with all the offensive guys that have been drafted. Like the Packers are going to have their pick. And then to see the pick come in and it's Morgan, it just felt a little underwhelming to me. But that does not mean that I think that it's a bad pick necessarily. It's just that with all the excitement that was going on at that moment with guys who were falling, going Morgan was like a very Packersy pick. Like he's a name that came up a lot over this whole draft process. So I definitely get it. And I trust Goody at this point, what the Packers do with offensive linemen, what he does with his draft picks. Like he's earned a certain level of trust for me. It wasn't super exciting, but because it's not exciting doesn't mean it wasn't good.
Yeah. And To be honest, I will say more than who they picked, I was surprised that they even picked. Because how the board started to fall by the time, you know, you had the Jags take a wide receiver, I was like, I mean, they could trade back and I would have been totally fine if they did. And I was expecting them to. So the fact that they picked it all at 25 surprised me. But I had like, so my quote unquote crush, or who I wanted them to get Graham Barton at 25. Yeah. So I wanted them to take an offensive lineman. They did take an offensive lineman, and the one that I wanted them to take was still available. And he's somebody they had in for a visit. So like they did their homework on him and they obviously thought that Morgan was a better pick. So like I was saying before we started recording, if there's one position that I trust Goot to draft, and I trust him with a lot, but it's offensive line. Like if he likes a lineman more than a different lineman available, or who I know 90% of the Packers fans wanted, which was Cooper DeJean. Like if he liked Jordan Morgan more than some of these other popular mocked picks, I mean, I'm going to trust them, because we have said on our show, right, that offensive line is one of their biggest needs. Mm-hmm. And they filled it with a 22-year-old 6'5 gigantic offensive lineman. So see how it plays out. I have faith that it will, just because, like I said, I trust Booty to draft him.
Yeah. I mean, I think I have to just second everything you guys threw out there. I mean, I think we were all kind of a consensus that offensive line was where they needed to go with this. And again, I was also on the Graham Barton train as well. But like you mentioned, Monty, this front office has earned a level of trust when it especially when it comes to offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. They do a pretty darn good job at drafting along the line there like that. And so if that is who that front office and that coaching staff identify as a first round worthy offensive talent, then I trust them with it.
Yeah.
Because God knows they know more about any of these players than any single one of us.
Despite what we think when we're posting opinions online.
despite what anybody on Twitter likes to think that it, LOL, it was a reach. Like, guys, people laughed in Brian Gutekunst's face when he drafted AJ Dillon. They were ready to run him out of town when he drafted Jordan Love. This front office has garnered a level of trust that they might not always get it right, but they hit on, we did it last week. They hit pretty significantly, especially early on. So I do like this. Go ahead, Monty.
And I tweeted out like during the draft that the hype for among Packers fans wanting Cooper DeJean way surpassed what it did last year when everyone wanted Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Ohio State. Everybody thought the Packers were going to get JSN. He was available. And what did Goody do? He took a gigantic freak athlete from a Power 5 program, and Lucas Van Ness had a great rookie year. So, I mean, I'm not going to be that. There's going to be less quote unquote backlash from him doing against what everybody wanted him to because of these last two drafts, which he's absolutely crushed. But it's just that kind of thing. Like, I mean, the player everybody wanted was there, and they had their chance to take him. So the fact that they didn't, it doesn't mean they didn't like him. Like maybe, like you said, Dan, what if they trade up again? Or they still got four picks before we hit pick 92. They could easily move up tomorrow.
Move up tomorrow or just stay where you are. I mean, we've seen how well they draft in those middle rounds. Last year's second, third rounds killed. Like, they set this team up for success. I don't want to look back at a third round curse or any of that stuff. If they hit if they hit in the third round, they hit, they miss, it doesn't matter. They've got four, but the fact of the matter is they have four more picks inside the top 100.
Yeah.
And there is plenty of talent still sitting out on the draft board. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and obviously part of this is, right, fans are going to feel, because what we call this pick? Underwhelming, right? Like, not that it's bad, but it wasn't flashy.
It wasn't the sexy pick.
Yeah, and then you sit here with the rest of the teams in the division doing nothing but sexy picks on day one. And, like, the way the board fell, I mean, the Vikings, yes, they traded way up, got who they think is going to be their QB. Like, we're not going to sit here and talk about how we think these players are going to pan out. That's a whole other thing. But the Vikings traded up, got who they think is going to be their QB. Then they traded up again and got a pass rusher. The Bears obviously had the first pick, took their QB. Then they got a wide receiver. And the Lions also traded back up into the first. They got a corner. So the other team in the division made these big flashy moves, gave up in some cases a ton. Like, the Vikings gave up a lot to get when they traded back up again. So the Packers just sat there and let the board come to them and didn't, right? I'm not going to say panic because everyone panics at the draft, but they didn't do anything drastic. They saw where these players were falling that they clearly had on their board, and they just made their pick. And tomorrow, if they want to get aggressive, they can do that, because generally the worse a team is, or the furthest a team thinks they are away, they get to make the splashy moves because they'll be aggressive or they're picking very high. But then you have a team like Green Bay, who was a playoff team last year, and they still have a lot of picks on the second day, which, I mean, this regime kills it on days two and three, especially the last 2 years.
And I mean, here's the thing too, like we've been mentioning, like Graham Barton was someone who I didn't even expect to be on the board come 25 when the Packers were picking. So to see him being there was like, wow, what's happening? But it also just goes to show that the information that we have on the outside looking in, even with how advanced it's gotten, with a level of information that we're savvy to at this point, doesn't compare to what NFL teams have. And every NFL team is going to have a different draft board order.
Right.
Like, the Packers board fell out the way and they went based on what they felt was going to be the best pick for their program at 25. Like, it might not be in alignment with what we thought, but they have their own process. And we have seen over the years that the Packer way, quote unquote, of drafting tends to yield pretty good results. And you're not going to hit every time. No one's going to be 100% with how they draft and the prospects they get back. But the Packers have a formula and they love going after freak athletes in the first round, which we've talked about with the people who they picked before. And when you look at Morgan, like, he projects to be a super versatile guy. He's a tackle. And we know the Packers love getting tackles to move them inside, like having versatility there. So, like, I get it. I get it. And I'm just going to trust in that aspect of it too, because, I mean, it's cool after drafts to see the draft grades come in and seeing how everybody instantly feels about what you did. But the reality is none of us are going to know for a couple of years exactly how this shakes out. So Packers get the benefit of the doubt for me for sure with what they have going on. And the way that this first round is finishing up here, there's still going to be some really good options at the top of the board come the start of day two.
Hey friends, are you ready for the Bucks playoffs? Are you ready for a little Dame time? Even if you're not, you're probably ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or any of your favorite baseball teams kicking off their 2024 campaign. With all of this amazing action going on, there's never been a better time to get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your sports knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball entries on Prize Picks. Friends, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I'm enjoying my Prize Picks experience. It's so easy to play, and their user-friendly interface and enormous, and I mean enormous, selection of players and stat types make it a beautifully unique experience every single time I log in. Last week, LeBron James came up huge for me, and this week I'm looking to keep the momentum going, relying on Luka Doncic and Connor McDavid, and guess what? Even if Doncic or McDavid get hurt, Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks. So download that app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through Game Time. My experience with Game Time has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of Game Time is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. And legitimately, you could be looking at, I'm just waiting on the, I don't know if the last pick has come in yet. I'm kind of following on ESPN. But there's a pretty good chance that Cooper DeJean is sitting there at 33 to start off tomorrow. And the Packers first pick, I think they're sitting at 41.
48. No, you're right. Yeah. Jets. Yeah. Jets pick 41. Yeah.
Yep. 40. You've got 41 and 58 in the second round. And plenty of capital behind to move up. We saw them do it three years ago, Christian Watson. Everyone thought wide receiver first round. Yep. Everyone thought wide receiver yep. first round. What do? They don't draft wide receiver first round, but almost immediately at the start of day two, they trade up to the front of the second round and draft the wide receiver that everyone thought they were going to take in the first round. Mm-hmm. It can happen, and they can, you can find the value, you can find it everywhere. I want to say before we talk just a little bit more in depth about Jordan Morgan, I do have a bone to pick with at least one specific Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh shoot.
And I don't know his name. I don't know anything about him. But buddy, you were the Green Bay Packer fan that ESPN threw up on the TV right after the pick. You are surrounded by Lions fans that just snaked Terrion Arnold right in front of you.
Yep.
I don't care if Roger Goodell comes up there and announces that the Packers have drafted JoJo the Dogface Boy at pick 25.
Sleeper in the first round.
You better be excited as hell. You cannot do what you did, where you
now you're a meme.
Look, yeah, oh, now you're a meme. Now you're a meme. Now you're internet famous. Good job, yep. buddy. And now I had to sit at the bar, surrounded by Lions fans that were doing the same thing to me now because you cannot do that, man.
In that moment, he represented the fan base.
You represented the entire fan base, and you let us down. My guy.
I mean, it in that same vein. So if you, again, we're recording very soon after the pick, so we're getting what is like a lot of live reaction. So if, like we were talking about, because a lot of people wanted Cooper DeJean, like just some of the reactions, because I tweeted out something about like, if you trust anything and this, like, for who do you trust, O-Lyman? And We had someone say, I think this could end up being an awful pick. F minus. The DB room is awful and could have used way more help than the O-line. So as we predicted, fans very excited that the general manager did something that we didn't, that other than we wanted him to do.
Yeah. So a little bit more on Morgan. I'm sure Andy and everyone else will dive into this, so we'll just make it real quick. 3-year starter at left tackle for Arizona. Only gave up 10 sacks in his entire career. He was a captain last year. Did really well in the zone run blocking scheme. Like we kind of all mentioned, he played left tackle. He kind of projects to go a little bit more into guard. Who does that sound like? Sounds a lot like Elgton Jenkins to me. I'm not going to say he is the next Elgton Jenkins, but that's exactly the kind of profile that it sounds like to me, is a guy that moves around a lot. And it sounds like he's a guy that he doesn't even know where he wants to play in the NFL. And the Packers might not even know where he's going to play and on the team. And it's,
you guys,
you throw him out there. What?
I was just gonna say, you'll be shocked to hear Jordan Morgan with a flat God. RAS.
Monty, I thought you were about to say we just like traded up into like.
I just look at my TV really quick,
what?
Yeah, so you'll be shocked to hear freak athlete.
Yeah,
9.0 RAS. So out of 1,314. Tackles measured, he was ranked 133rd. So freak athlete, 22 years old. Can't believe we didn't see this coming of Brian Gutekunst drafting.
Now I will say, I really enjoy reading the Cheesehead TV draft guide every year. Open it up right after the pick.
Yep.
Do a quick little name search for Jordan Morgan. What is the first thing that comes up? It was Jordan Morgan being mocked to the Packers at 25.
There we go.
Cheesehead TV draft guide. So shout out to Kennedy Painter who contributed to that. Great job, man. That was a good pick. So I mean, it's not, like you said, it's not out of the question. I think really, like you mentioned, Camille, I think really where a lot of this is coming from is Packer fans were starting to see Terrion Arnold fall and fall and fall. And we all were like, there's no way the Cowboys are going to take him. Like the Cowboys will probably not take a guy like that. And then to have Detroit in their own home snake right in front and draft him. It reminded me, I was trying to think of like what's a great pop culture like reference. Like think back to like one of the first scenes in Bring It On where they were like they're all excited to start their new routine, and then the other, I don't watch enough to know the exact names or anything, but the other dance team comes out and does their same exact routine, and then they're like, well, how do we have to like now we have to follow that up? They just stole all of our thunder. That's exactly what the Packers are faced with there. Like they were ready to go. If they don't do that, if the Lions don't do that, I don't think that there is as much a backlash.
No, because it's the Lions. Pick. Like that's right. Another division. Like we've seen this happen before where it's like they get there right before us and it's like, come on, guys. Like,
the Vikings did it in 2020, jump ahead to grab Justin Jefferson.
So here's what I thought about that though, right? We just talked about all this ammo that the Packers have, and we talked about how well the board was falling for them. I mean, I feel like, I mean, maybe, and we don't know what calls are made, whatever. They have enough ammo. It seems like if they really wanted to trade up to take Terrion Arnold,
sure,
they could have. And again, like, we don't know if there were any calls made, like we'll never know any of that. But I'm just saying that all this ammo does exist for a reason. Like they, if there's a, and they've said, and Goody has said before, you know, in interviews, if I want the player, I'll go up and get it.
Right.
So I don't like that Terrion Arnold is going to end up you know, playing the Packers twice a year. But if what's happened so far, and again, we still have two more days and a lot more picks. Well, the Bears and the Vikings don't, but if like these moves play out the way the teams want them to, the division next year is going to be the most entertaining in the league.
Like, yeah.
Every team has a young quarterback other than the Lions, but they have the more solid roster elsewhere. But you got the Bears, Vikings, and Packers all with, you know, these young quarterbacks. And like, it's a youth movement. And overnight already, the division just got way more interesting.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, and that was the other thing too. You guys already mentioned it, that every other team in the NFC North got to make fun, splashy picks. The Bears and the Vikings both had two first round picks, and the Vikings traded up for with both of those picks. And then the Lions also trade up. So like literally the only, for a while there, the only trades coming from the NFC North. And everyone got to be fun and exciting. And the Packers, as usual, sit down and say, it's time to eat your vegetables. The draft is about eating your vegetables. And that's just, that's the way this organization is running. It's really hard to argue with the results. So,
yeah, it's time to eat your vegetables. And also like, let's keep it a buck. When you look at the other teams in the division, like these are some really solid defenses. Like you're going to have to make sure that you invest to keep Jordan Love
with upright. Solid pass rushers.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you don't have an offensive line to protect him against some of the edge rushers and pass rushers and guys that are going to be running after Jordan Love, like it's going to tank the offense in itself. So like the investment in offensive line, I'm always going to be here for it. I did think that, of course, given the success that the Packers have had drafting offensive linemen, like day two, day three, I thought they'd be able to find some good prospects there as well, where you didn't have to go and grab one in the first round. But again, Morgan is a very Packersy pick. I get it. The athleticism, the versatility, it all fits.
I just love the fact that, you know, we're going to say this phrase a million times over the next 2 or 3 years, but it's more youth movement. Like Charles Davis on the NFL Network broadcast, I mean, he said, this is the David Bakhtiari replacement. And I mean, that very well could be true. They got a 22-year-old huge tackle, and that fits right in with the youth of the rest of the team. And I mean, the best part is, yes, Rasheed Walker finished the year very strongly. But if he can play and if he can still improve, if he doesn't take that leap that you're hoping he does, well, then you just drafted a guy that you're ready to have start as soon as he has to, pretty much at this point. And we do kind of get spoiled for the fact that they've been so good hitting on linemen late. We kind of always will say, well, they didn't have to take one early because they always find them late, which that is true. They've done very well later. But it's also more of, I mean, how many times do we hear every year? It's first round players, like the size, strength, and speed combinations, it's hard to get those after the first round. And just because the Packers have three good linemen that they found late, it doesn't mean the entire line has to be made up of day two and three players.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. You are allowed to go and draft offensive linemen. One thing I wanted to kind of maybe put a bow on this with Ryan Wood tweeting out some comments from Jordan Morgan talking with the press, where Jordan mentioning that he studied a ton of film of David Bakhtiari. He mentioned that kind of unprompted, that David Bakhtiari was a guy that he watched. And he asked,
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He asked Jordan what he took away from watching Bakhtiari. And he said, quote, he's great with his feet, his movement. He's a very balanced player. I take that away from him. The way he moves, he's very balanced and has a good strike, really good strike in the pass game, really strong arms, which is where I get my game from. I like to lock people up and stalemates, and he's just a dog. So, yeah, I think that this is – I think when people kind of calm down a little bit, you know, maybe Goody throws them a bone in the second round and picks a fun pick or does something. I think people will settle down and appreciate this a little bit more.
The arm comment is interesting, given that he has a little bit of shorter arms, mm-hmm. but – I'll leave that on the table. Not gonna begrudge the point.
And Brett Coleman was saying after on his podcast of the draft, his comp to Morgan is Elton Jenkins.
Interesting.
So give me two Elton Jenkins mm-hmm. and a Zach Tom on sure. offensive line. Yeah, I'm in.
I like how we say that, like they're trading cards or something. Like, I got two Ellen, I'll trade you two Ellen Jenkins for a Zach Tom.
Don't worry, it's a holograph. It's a holograph.
Yeah, it's an Ellen Jenkins holograph card.
An Elton Jenkins rookie card. anything else, guys? Looking ahead, just real quick, next day, the Packers, like we mentioned, four picks overall. Right now, the first one is sitting at 41 and 58. Those are in the second round. And then 88 and 91 in round three. So that's what we're looking at right now. Like Monty, you kind of alluded to, wouldn't be surprised if they make some a little aggressive moves. I would think especially probably between that 58 and 88th pick is probably where you probably see some movement come from them. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be really exciting. It's going to be really fun.
For everyone, varying degrees of upset that they didn't draft Cooper DeJean, nobody else did. First round is over.
Mm-hmm. Still on the board.
Still on the board. And Packers have all the picks that Dan just outlined. So,
I mean, again, Cooper, really, Cooper really DeJean, Tyler Newbin is out there. I'm blanking on his name right now. The safety out of Georgia, I know was a
oh, Bullard. Bullard.
Bull, yeah.
Yeah, Bullard's still there.
He's still there. There's a lot. There's plenty of talent still sitting around here, guys. So.
Marshawn Nealon, Kool-Aid, McKenzie.
Kool-Aid's still there.
Edgerton Cooper. Like, there are still some guys on the board for day two where it's like it can get really interesting for the
Packers. I like that the Chiefs ended day one drafting the fastest wide receiver of all time.
Got to get a replacement. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Rasheed Rice.
if you are the Bills, how do you do that? How do you make that? It's just it's going to be a meme now the rest of the time of every time he torches you in the playoffs and sends you home for the fifth time again. You could have had him and you just gave him away to the Chiefs. Doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, any other final thoughts, guys?
I'm excited for day two. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Same.
Very much.
So. I mean, I don't know if this is a hot take. I like day two more than day one.
I do too.
Same. I feel like too. You get some real gems.
More chaos. Like, and just they go a little. I like the analysis more because it doesn't feel like as much of like a pomp and circumstance production as day one does. So the analysis you get on every player is just a little bit better. And yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah. And I do like also that you're not thinking about work the next day. Like that's the only bad part about Thursday night is you have to think about like, oh, I can't stay up too late. Like there's work tomorrow. Friday, you get off work, turn the draft on, like almost immediately you get home from work. It's going to be great. Hope you enjoy the second round. There's going to be plenty more to break down, obviously. Second, third round, day three as well. We'll cover all of it on the Pack a Day podcast. Andy has you covered on the YouTube side. He'll also be doing a bunch of live stuff, I know, as well. I cannot list everything that Andy is doing over the next 2 days now, there's a lot. So make sure you're following him and the show on Twitter, on the socials everywhere, on YouTube as well, at Pack a Day podcast. The three of us are on the socials as well. I'm on Twitter at DKLOA. It's the best place you can find me. Monty, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter also. I'm at Ferd Turgeson, FERD_TURGESON.
Camille?
Yep, on Twitter as well, at Camille Monae, CamilleMonae. And then if you're interested in some playoff Milwaukee Bucks content, have to talk to you about Locked On Bucks as well, where you can find me Monday through Friday. So, check that out as well.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, that's also some of the fun stuff is like right now, the draft always happens right around like the first round of NHL, NBA playoffs. It's a really fun time to be a sports fan. Yeah. That's going to do it for us on the Fun Friday crew. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of the draft. As always, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.